There are a couple of things that I see looking at this as a medical oncologist that I think are important for surgeons to know about. First of all, even in stage three disease, the older patient, patient in their 70s, maybe even 80s, I think one thing that's important to consider there is that we now have the option of capecitabine as a single agent, which is a lot different from the older 5-FU in terms of patients' acceptability, particularly for older patients.
I agree completely. The quote-unquote older population needs to be viewed more carefully based on their physiologic age and not just their chronologic age. And the ability to give agents that are highly active and well-tolerated, although I don't think that capecitabine is a side effect-free drug either.
Absolutely.
And patients complain quite frequently about the changes in hands and feet.
Sure.
And mild GI side effects. But I think it's well tolerated enough and it can be watched carefully enough. There's something about a drug that's delivered over 14 days where you could stop it at a point along the way, as opposed to putting a bolus dose in that you then live with the outcome of that bolus dose, that I think makes the drug conceptually better and more acceptable for patients who you perceive to have higher risk of chemotherapeutic side effects.
And this is really a new option because the trial that studied this, the exact study that compared capecitabine to 5-FU, was only reported for the first time in the ASCO meeting in 2004, where it looked like capecitabine was as good, maybe even better than 5-FU. So this is a new option. We're seeing in our patterns of care studies in medical oncologists, when an oncologist is going to use fluoropyrimidine therapy alone, which is generally an older, more frail patient, a lot more capecitabine being used now than a couple years ago.
I think it makes sense, and it's like any other drug that comes into the marketplace. As we're using it, we get more experience with it, and we get a sense on when to hold back, when to push forward, when to adjust the dosage. In the phase 2 trial, that NCCTG trial, we adjust the dose of capecitabine. So it was an experience with the drug, a comfort level of where we could go. But I think that also goes to the entire community, and they'll say, okay, now I know what's going to happen. Now I can offer it to this patient that I might not have offered it to before.